This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The environmental damage and destruction caused by human activity affects the other species of the planet, but we often dismiss the risks to other species as inconsequential. The David Suzuki Foundation wants people to be aware of the serious dangers of habitat destruction and the resulting decline in global and regional biodiversity. Panos Grammas is with Forest and Lands Program at the David Suzuki Foundation, and he joins me by phone this morning. Good morning, Panos.
Good morning, Mordecai.
What are the major threats to wildlife in British Columbia?
There are many, but I'd say human impacts, of course, is just as you said, but the main human impacts that we're seeing are industrial activities. In forestry, you know, deforestation, especially in clear-cut logging, and also urban sprawl is actually a major one for damaging, you know, critical habitat to wildlife.
What about mining? Does that...
Of course, mining has all kinds of spin-offs, like especially the waste from mining and water consumption. Is also a very serious problem. But my specialty is mostly in forestry.
Okay. Could you tell us about a local species whose habitat has been destroyed as a result of, in your case, you're interested in the forestry destruction?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to say that, you know, there actually at this point is no species whose habitat has been destroyed. In recent times in BC, it is being destroyed, but there's still hope. We still have a chance to protect these areas. Right now, the most critically endangered species that we have in BC, and actually the most critically endangered bird in Canada, is called the spotted owl. And right now, there's only 14 breeding pairs left in all of BC, and it's just right here in the southwestern corner. And these numbers are declining very rapidly. Like from 1992 to 2002, it declined about 67%. So it's quite critical. And this is because of logging, and it's logging in old growth forests. Now, the tragic part of this is that we know this is occurring. We know the types of forests that these birds live in, and the government is, you know, researching this. They know where there's only 14 breeding pairs. They know where the owls are. And yet, in 2003, they approved logging in at least 3 and maybe as many as 6 of the 10 areas where the owl was detected. It's not that we don't have the, you know, that we don't know where they are, that there's, you know, we can't stop doing it. There's just a few places left, and yet we're going in. Our government is choosing to go in and log in the last remaining homes of these owls.
And would the loss of the spotted owl, would that affect other species survival in the province?
Oh yeah, well it's, you know, we did a study last year, and there's 137 other vertebrates and plants that are dependent on that same old growth habitat. So, and you know, almost 20% of those are also endangered or threatened, and that's the government's research that shows that there may be more, but yeah, 137 other species, and that's not, you know, these are vertebrates and plants. This is, you know, not including invertebrates. So, and these are all linked directly to the exact same habitat that the spotted owl lives in.
And is this as a result of, or is this logging process reducing the biodiversity of the natural habitat?
Well, this is the danger, is that, you know, when you get rid of, because the problem is that logging companies covet these old growth trees. You know, we're always seeing these ads, you know, saying, oh well, you know, we're planting all these trees, we're doing, you know, all this to regrow this, renewable resource of, you know, trees. And but yet 90% of all the trees that are logged in BC are from old growth forests. So this is, you know, they're talking the talk of planting all these trees, but they're still going in for the old growth because that's where they get their value from. The problem is that's also where all of our biodiversity is. And we've pretty much hit a wall as far as, you know, what like the impacts on biodiversity now are quite extreme, and we're down to there's 14 pairs. Like we're at the end of the rope, and or these birds are at the end of their rope, and we have to stop and put a moratorium on logging in these old growth habitats. And believe it or not, you just had this song on about, you know, multinational corporations. There are corporations have put a voluntary halt to stop logging in those areas. It's the government of British Columbia that is choosing to continue logging in old growth habitat. We have our own BC Timber Sales division of the Ministry of Forests, and those are the people that are going in and logging it. It's our own government. It's actually, at this point, the companies have taken some measures to come back temporarily on that.
I want to pursue that a little. It's not entirely clear to me. If the companies voluntarily are willing to avoid logging in the area where the spotted owls...
These are the big companies. So what they do is the BC Timber Sales puts it out to contractors. Sometimes those contractors are subcontractors to larger companies, but there's a disconnect. Even the government is actually behind industry on this.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's an important point.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned biodiversity, and it obviously means biological variation,
yeah,
diversity. But I don't know how many people, and I'm one of them, understand the importance of biodiversity.
Well, all you need to do is take a breath in, and that tells you how important biodiversity is. I mean, everything that we have, like how we sustain ourselves, breathing, drinking water, eating food, all of these things, all of our wealth comes from the natural world. So we're not disconnected from that. So what happens is there's a danger if you start losing, this web of life that sustains us. You know, there's all kinds of problems in the world with desertification. Places that have been, biodiversity has been knocked down, or, rainfall patterns changing, where people lose all their sustenance, their livelihoods by degrading the ecosystems that support them. So, and that's just as easily to happen here, and it seems like a big extreme thing to say now, but we keep knocking out pieces of this web, and at some point, things critically can become critical. You know, will you or I know today or tomorrow, like, will it affect us if the spotted owl disappears? Well, if we have a conscience, yes, but even if we're just looking at it materially, today, tomorrow, it's probably not going to make a difference, but there's, if we're only materialistic, but in the long term, like, if we keep knocking these things out, what gives us, people are always saying, oh, forestry, it's the pillar of our economy in BC, and it may well be. But if you don't have a healthy forest ecosystem to create those trees, you're in the long term really, taking out the underpinnings of even a material society.
What other species are at risk in the province? You mentioned the spotted owl. Are there other?
Well, there's the marbled murrelet, again, which is dependent on old growth forests. It's, again, these old growth forests are being degraded by industrial clear-cut logging. There's the northern goshawk, which is a threatened species. There's the mountain caribou, again, which depends on old-growth forests, and again is being taken out by industrial clear-cut logging. And again, with the mountain caribou, it's the BC government's BC Timber Sales division that is the major logger in those areas.
What you've certainly explained how the BC government is undercutting the environmental sustainability. Are there enactments, policies, or laws that any level of government has introduced that are positive in terms of preventing habitat destruction?
Well, there's some hope in there's a federal there's a new Species at Risk Act, and which is also known as SARA. So this is sort of in a trial period right now, and you know, we are, you know, we've often said that, you know, in some ways the spotted owl is like a canary in a coal mine of, you know, it's an indicator of, you know, of what's happening, and you know, once that goes down, then you know, it can be a sort of domino effect down the line. With the Species at Risk Act, in some ways the spotted owl is like a test case for whether or not this act is actually going to protect species. The problem is that the provincial government controls our forests. You know, it's public land, crown land, covers about 94% of the province. The Federal Species at Risk Act only covers federal land, which is about 1% of BC. You know, it's sort of like post offices and you know, national parks and very small areas, you know, army bases, this kind of thing. So, but there are provisions that, you know, in extreme situations that they can come in and they can, you know, make a stand in provincial, you know, they can intervene. The problem is that these kinds of legislations have already been in place in Canada, but they've never been used because it's too politically contentious for the federal government to come in and start telling the provinces what to do. It just raises too much. So right now, we have a legal petition going through with the Sierra Legal Defense Fund to try and see if the federal government will intervene, but you know, we're quite concerned about it. And while this is happening, you know, there's logging happening now in these last remaining areas of spotted owl habitat. So as of yet, the Species at Risk Act federally has not proven effective. That's not to say that it may not be, but what has to happen is the federal government actually has to, you know, take some real action and have some courage to step in and say, hey, we have to save this. This is a critically endangered species. Not only is the spotted owl in a danger, but all, you know, the 137 other species that are related to the spotted owl are also critically endangered.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Panos.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us, and thanks for your show.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Panos Grammas of the David Suzuki Foundation. If you'd like more information, you can get a hold of the David Suzuki Foundation at www.davidsuzuki.ca.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.